Hey, you guys, Happy New Year. This is the one and only sophisticated ignorance, you know. I hope everyone is having a blessed, great New Year. I hope you manifest in all, everything great, everything positive, and leaving all the negativity behind. But I wanted to talk to you guys about, how do you feel about male coworkers asking you for, like, money? Like, my limit is, like, $3. Like, once you hit the $3 mark, that's it. All you can do is borrow $3 from me a week, not at one fucking time. Because, you know, a bitch not in her bag like that. You have to, because I don't know. I might, at the end of the night, I might decide, damn, bitch, I want some peanuts or some a fucking drink or something. Bitch, you can't get $3 at one time. I'm not a fucking loan company. You have to get that bitch an increment. You can ask me for one, and I don't even like the bitch back to back. You can ask me for a dollar Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or you can ask me for $1.50 Tuesday and $1.50 Thursday. But the bitch cannot be at one time. No, it can't be that one time. And that bitch can't be back to back. Because for real, like, I should be able to come to you, nigga, and say, look, I'm down bad. I need 50 cents to a dollar. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit. Like, y'all want to be like, oh, this is a man's world and this is a man's world. I think James Brown said that shit. But James Brown can say that shit because he wasn't asking bitches for a dollar and $2 at fucking work. And I understand, you know, everybody have the days. But I'm just letting you know. If I'm reaching in my goddamn bag, scraping up change or whatever, nigga, show me the respect and don't ask me back to back. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Don't ask me back to back. This is not Drake's song. I'm not a fucking finance company. I'm not a fucking title pawn or whatever. You can't give me no goddamn that you can hold my damn keychain or some shit. Bitch, your keychain ain't fucking collateral. Give me some shit I can work with. Goddamn. I just want to know how y'all feel about it. It's not like y'all can really respond to it, but I just need to know how y'all feel about that. Because some people are like, nah, fuck that. They don't let male co-workers hold money. You know what I'm saying? And I know you might not call $3 money, but $3 is fucking money. I call the bitch money. So I just want to know how y'all feel about that shit. Like, because I don't have a big problem with it as long as that bitch don't come back today. Don't be acting like a bill collector. Hey, I need to die. No, motherfucker. Don't act like a fucking bill collector. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. Face the shit out. Have some fucking respect. You know? Because I know I ask my bitches at work for a dollar in a minute. I be like, hey, bitch, give me a dollar. But then that's different. But when you start stepping outside the gender, you know what I'm saying? When you start stepping out your gender, that's when the rules change. You know, it's levels of different shit. It's different rules for shit. You know what I'm saying? As a society, we got to understand that shit. It's different shit. Like, with me, that's just how I'm fucking rolling. And I don't want a motherfucker to feel like, you know, type of way, but it's my money. I control the terms and fucking conditions. I control the contract. I'm the goddamn Congress. I'm the legislator. I'm the president of my fucking pussy and money. Yeah, I'm the president. So I'm going to control how this motherfucker is issued. If I want to build a wall over my pussy and my money, like Donald Trump, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. And how I jump no pussy, I don't know. But I'm just keep throwing out fucking examples. But, you know, maybe some of you females have encountered that where, you know, a male counterpart or coworker, I'm saying, let me get a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Let me get some. Okay, bitch, but listen. You know, you're not about to play the guilt trip with me. Because you roll up on me like a goddamn crackhead, and you got me thinking that you need this shit that bad, and it's going to make me feel bad if I buy something for me instead of letting go of the fucking money. Now, bitch, if I got $1, I'm going to choose me every time. That's just how that shit got to go, you know? But I want y'all to ponder that and really, you know, come to terms with that. Like, what would you do in that situation? Or how often is that acceptable? You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, maybe skip a month sometimes. Don't come back to back by month. So you, I mean, you know, I'm not asking you for money. You ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't supplying me nothing. So I'm like, goddamn, what the fuck going on? But yeah, y'all, yeah, I just wanted to come to y'all with that for tonight. And I'm going to be back sometime this week. All right, you guys have a good rest. I'm doing this shit while I'm driving too. So, thank y'all and I love y'all.